The gospel reading, as these chief priests and elders come to Jesus and ask the question by what authority he's doing these things, we have to recognize they don't want to know. That's the problem. If he says that this is from God, they're going to kill him. If he says this is human, they're going to say, right, we didn't think we needed to pay any attention anyway, so we don't. So they weren't interested in the truth. That's the tragic part. We see the same basic problem, just from the other side of it, in the first reading. We hear about Balaam, and the arrogance of this guy is just unbelievable. I mean, you listen to what he has to say about himself. The utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says, who knows what the Most High knows, and sees what the Almighty sees. Really? I know everything that God knows. Isn't that amazing? The man, remember, was hired to curse Israel. He is a horrible person. And yet, here he is telling us that he can see what God sees and knows what the Most High knows. And while it is true that God forced him, basically, to bless Israel, even though he was being paid to curse Israel, and then it sounds, from the way that the reading is, it sounds like this is all just one thing. It's not. He was paid to curse Israel, and then when he blessed them, then they paid him again to curse Israel a second time, and then he goes up the mountain and winds up having to bless them again. That's what you hear. You just don't hear the in-between part. And so this is not somebody who's a good guy. If you want to see that very clearly, read the letter to St. Peter, and he has nothing good to say about Balaam because he was not a good person. And yet at the same time, making the claim that his authority is coming from God when it was not. And so it becomes then the important question for us. In a time like ours where there is just so much confusion, people are looking for anything. They're looking for something, anything to be able to hold on to. And so for the last 30 or 40 years, everybody and their brother and sister was seeing things or hearing things or whatever. And people would run around and say, oh, but Joe Schmo said this, and oh, but Susie Q said that. It's like, who cares? And yet at the same time, then the question is, what if there's somebody who actually is true? Then we tend to lump them with all the rest of them and we throw them all out. So we need to be very discerning about what the truth is and what it is not. And that's not an easy thing to be able to discern, which is why traditionally we've been able to say, just wait for the church. These days that doesn't even work so well because they keep making all these goofy rules like, oh, if Our Lady says something that would say something negative about the hierarchy, then obviously it can't be from heaven. So we're just going to reject that outright. Like, really? Look at all the things that have been approved over the centuries where Our Lady was smacking these guys silly, which is exactly what they don't want. She's talking about us. Oh, no, that, no, no. The Mother of God's going to appear. She's going to say that all the hierarchy over in Rome are just wonderful people, and they're just so great. What a bunch of baloney. But that's what they want. And so since they've got the power, they're going to say, we're going to use it. If there's anything negative about me, then obviously it can't be from God. At which point you have to stop and say, so where are you getting your authority from? Ultimately, their authority is from God, but that doesn't mean that the authority that they're exercising is from God. that becomes again part of the confusion that we're dealing with. What do we have to obey and what don't we have to obey? What are we supposed to do? What do we believe? What don't we believe? It has become very, very difficult. And so we need just to keep our focus on the Lord. And even there, be really, really careful, because the devil is very good at being deceitful, at being a fraud. It's what his whole life is about. And so if you are told something or you see something, be really cautious. Don't just automatically assume this came from God. Remember, in prayer, the vast majority of things that we hear is ourselves talking to ourselves. We ask God a question and then we answer it ourselves because we like the answer that we got. It's a whole lot more convenient than what God might tell us. And so we need to be so careful. The devil, of course, is going to be more than happy to provide for whatever it is that you want if you're looking for something extraordinary. If you're thinking yourself to be like Balaam, which I don't think anybody here would be quite that arrogant, but nonetheless, if we want something, I want some extraordinary gifts of the Holy Spirit, well, the unholy spirit will be happy to provide something that is pretty similar just to get you messed up. So the key is not look for something extraordinary. The key is just focus on the Lord. Keep your eye on Jesus. That's what is going to be most important as we continue working our way through this very confused time. Because there is no confusion in Jesus. There is no darkness. There is nothing that is negative there. And so he is fully truth. And he is pure love. And so if we can just stay with him, then we have the guiding light in the midst of the darkness. We have truth in the midst of confusion. And we don't need anything else. You know, we, in our humanness, we want some kind of a prophet to be raised up to tell us what's going to happen. But we don't need that. Would it be nice to be able to know that, oh, here's what's coming and here's what's going on? Yeah, it might be nice. But it's not necessary, because we have everything that we need. We have the Lord. And so if he wants to show us something, he can show us. But it's not necessary, because we already have him. And all the truth is in him. So there's not anything new that's going to be revealed, because there can't be. So the key, as always, is make sure your prayer life is in good shape. Keep prayer as the priority. Keep your focus on the Lord, and everything is fine. If we take our focus off the Lord, then we get sucked into the chaos. And we get pulled down. So we know where his authority came from. These guys wanted to play politics. Is it any different from our politicians today? Ask them a question, you can't get a straight answer. And so nothing has changed over all these years. If you want the straight answer and you want the truth, look to the one who is the truth and just stay with him. It really is that simple. We make it so complicated, and it doesn't need to be. It's all there. Everything is in the scriptures. Everything is in the teaching of the church. Just immerse yourself in the Lord. That's where you're going to find peace, no matter how much chaos there is around us. We will stay grounded. He's the rock on which we can build Everything else is sand. If we're going to build anything on the sand, we know what's going to happen. It's going to collapse. The winds are going to come. The rains are going to fall. That's not an option. So the only option is where you're going to build your house. If you're looking for something extraordinary, this visionary said this or that one said that, you're building your house on sand. And it's all going to fall down. Keep your focus on the one whom you know. He is the rock. He is immovable. He is the truth. And all truth is in him. So we don't need to seek it anywhere else. Just seek him. And in the midst of all the chaos and all the stuff that's going on, you can be well grounded and you can be at peace because you're united with the one whose authority doesn't just come from God. He is God. And so all authority, all power, all of everything is in him. So we don't need to ask the question, where are you getting your authority from? Because we already know the answer to that. Anyone else? They may not be able to tell you where their authority is coming from. So just stick to the one that you know and don't look everywhere else, because the Lord even warned us about that. Some are going to say he's here, there, whatever. He said, don't go running around. Just keep your focus on him and stay at peace.